Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers, and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, June 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Seth, for Over the Back Fence. This is the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin, we're also going to be talking about calendar of events, news and notes. We're going to dive into the mailbag in a little bit later as well, so stay tuned for all that. But get those calls in. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence for this. Well, it's kind of stopped raining now, but I don't think anyone's minding the rain. We really need it here. It's very, very dry. So if the rain wants to come, I think it's okay. I think it's okay if we get a little rain today. Before I came here, I was doing a little work at the church, at the Moravian Church. We are having our cleanup day today. A whole bunch of people coming in, getting some plants moved, getting a fence taken down. So getting a little work in before I came here. I was telling everyone when I left that I'm glad I'm in a job that I don't have to look really nice. Don't have to worry about that on radio. As long as my voice sounds all right, it's all good to go. All right, want to tell everyone that our show is sponsored by Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance at 3340 8th Street South in Rapids. Give them a call at 715-424-4101, 424-4101. If you're looking for information about health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of insurance, if you need some help with Medicare, they are there for you as well. It is a no-cost consultation. Go in there, find out what you need, and Jeff and his group will take care of you very well. You can also check out their website at jca-insurance.com. And their doors are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So set up an appointment and go check it out. Big shout out to Jeff Clark & Associates for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Well, this has got to be a pretty busy weekend. We've got lots of Rafters baseball coming up here. Next weekend is going to be even busier. We've got the Cranberry Blossom Festival. We'll touch on that in a little bit. Talk about all the events going on next week. Lots of stuff. Can't wait for that. Stuff going on this weekend, too. We'll touch on that in just a little bit. But before that, let's go ahead and get some programming information out there. First of all, let us update you on what happened with the Rafters last night. We are the home of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Every game, home or away, is on WFHR. And we're happy about it because last night they won again. That's 5 in a row for the Rafters. Woo-hoo, roll rats. 5-3 was the final score against the Green Bay Rockers. And they outhit the Rockers 10-8 to secure their fifth straight win. It's not their fifth win of the season. They've got more than that. So another great game by the Rafters. 5-3 is a good baseball score, if you ask me. And they'll be coming home tonight to be playing. Let's see. I grabbed the schedule here. I got to figure out who they're playing tonight. Tonight they're coming home to play. I'm gonna get my glasses off here. I can't read it. Wausau. Another set with the Wausau Woodchuck starting tonight at 6:35. We've got our broadcast starting a little bit before that with the pregame show. Joey will get you informed, so tune into that. And then tomorrow they'll take on the Woodchucks again at 4:05. Of course, when they play at 4:05 on Sundays, that means they kind of preempt Seth Faces the Music, which, you know what? If I have to have my show preempted, that's all right. If the Rafters win another game, that makes me happy. They got a rerun in there. If the game ends a little early, there'll be a replay in there as well. We also have a director's cut replay. We've got some our great interview with the Lizards. One of the parts of our interview with the Lizards, wanted to play that again. It turned out so well that any chance we get to talk about the Lizards, we are very happy about that. So a couple of reruns tomorrow on Sunday. A show that is being replayed from this morning, of course, if you were up at around 7, you listened to Tim and the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. You can listen again if you missed it tomorrow, Sunday at 1 p.m. And that is going to take place right after we do a live remote. Yes, we got a live remote coming up tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on WFHR. Pet Palooza is almost here, everyone. Looks like the weather is going to hold out. Let's hope. Let's hope the weather holds out. I will be there from 11 to 1. James will be joining me for a little bit as well on the air. We'll be talking about everything that's going on there. We hope to see you there. It's a great event. If you're looking to get a pet, this is a great chance to talk to the staff at the Southwood County Humane Society, find out what you need to do for an application to get that pet that you want. If you're looking to add to your family, there's a lot of great tips from local businesses as well. Got a lot of great sponsors. We've got can recycling. We've got shoe recycling, all to help the Southwood County Humane Society, help them with the great work that they do there. That's tomorrow. The event's going from 10 to 4. We'll be broadcasting from 11 to 1 tomorrow at Pet Palooza at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds. And right after that, of course, is the Polka Show. So you can just leave your radio on, go into Tim's Music, and have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Of course, this was the first week of our new daily schedule. Hope everyone's been able to check out the morning show, the Sunrise Show over on WIRI, Wiscountry 105.5, our sister station, from 7 to 8. Lots of country music played still, but we pop in there for some This Day in Country Music History, what National Day of Calendar, of course. We talk about what's going on in the country music scene from around the world. So check it out if you haven't done so yet, 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI. And then from 8 to 10 here on WFHR, the morning show, the one that you know and love, all the same features. We've got Misty's, we've got Culver Star of the Day on Fridays, we've got Pet of the Week, we've got Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, all of that still there, 8 to 10 daily. The big change, of course, was Morning Magazine became Midday Magazine. We've heard some great feedback on that as well. From 3 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, Midday Magazine, I still got to get used to it. Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, and Playmakers Live and Direct, 3 to 4 on Monday. So get your calls ready. James and Randy will be here to take your calls. They'll be here live. So don't worry. Playmakers is still there. It's just been moved to 3 to 4, just like Midday Magazine has as well. It was quite a week getting everything figured out. But we've got 1 week under our belt now, and it's feeling pretty good. We're feeling pretty good about it. And one more note, a personal note for me, on Thursdays on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI from 7 to 8, Trail Tunes. That's my cowboy, western, south of the border tunes, classic cowboys. You got Gene, you got Roy, you got some of the great groups, you got Sons of the Pioneers, you got Riders in the Sky, you got all of those great singers, Johnny Bond, you've got Tex Ritter, you've got, well, I could just keep naming names, but I'm not going to do that because I want you to listen. Thursdays, 7 to 8, Trail Tunes. It's a really fun show. Check it out if you have not done so already. And I did get at least one request this week, so if you would like to request something for Trail Tunes, let me know. Seth@civicmedia.us is the email address. If you need to, you can also call the station here, 424-1300, and leave a message. Talk to Pam when she's here. She can write it down as well. So it's a fun show, and I want your request for that. If you have any just song and artist, I need both, because there's a lot of classics on those cowboy songs that everyone seems to record. So if you can give me both of those, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. All right. Man, I just went over a lot of stuff there. Did I miss anything? Did I miss? I don't think so. I think I got everything going on here. Waiting for your phone calls here, 424-2600 to get on the air. And then we'll take a break here in just a second. And we come back, we'll, of course, do our mailbag items, news and notes, calendar of events. And, of course, most importantly, your phone calls. And, of course, you rummage sailors out there. I've been seeing a lot of signs for rummage and garage sales going on today. The weather hasn't been cooperating, but we know you guys have Plan Bs out there, so they're still open, you're still selling, and we want to know about them. Call up right now, 424-2600, and we will tell everyone where your rummage sale is today. All right, let's go ahead and take that first break. We'll be right back here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
I was born in San Francisco, down on Potrero, San Pancho, it's a great city.
We're moving along here on Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, June 10th. Thanks for joining me, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. And we have, in fact, a caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
It is. Good morning. A little rain helped.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new doghouse over here. I'll probably fit a dog from a chihuahua to a probably 75-pound dog. It's brand new. Has never been used. Anybody wants to give me a call. 715-540-8078. And it can be picked up and carried away. It only weighs like 35 pounds.
All right.
Give me a holler if they want it.
540-8078.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a small dog house for sale here. Never been used. 540-8078. The number to call if you're interested in that. Very cool. Very cool indeed. All right, as I'm waiting for more phone calls here, we're going to get into our mailbag items, our news and notes and calendar of events, and I'll get to more about that in just a second, but let's go ahead and grab a call now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have for sale a 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's an older one, but it's in really good shape. There's no leaks or stains in it. 8-foot slide in comes at the jacks. It's where you sleep out over the cab. And I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. Could also be used for like elevating firewood. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641, the number to call for that. Thanks so much for the phone call today. Got a sliding camper, got a portable elevator. If you're interested in either of those items, 652-6641, the number to call for that. All right, keep those phone calls coming, 424-2600, everybody. I'm going to go through all this information that I have here, and as I'm doing that, keep those calls coming in. I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I possibly can. All right, let's jump into the mailbag today. We got someone who's looking for some help. If you have an open day or two during the week and would like to earn a few extra bucks helping with yard maintenance, look no further. The job pays $15 an hour, must be physically able to do general yard work. You pick the days you're available to work. If you can help them out, it would be appreciated. Give them a call, 715-886-3654, 886-3654, the number to call. If you could help them out with some yard work, some yard maintenance, give them a little hand, and it pays $15 an hour. So if you have some time to do that, there you go. You are set. There's a couple items for sale. A 14-foot MiraCraft fishing boat. Good shape. It comes with an anchor. I can read that there. A gas tank and oars. No leaks. They're asking $500 for that one. Also, they have a Mastercraft electric smoker with glass doors, excellent condition, used just a couple of times. Has a book cover, a bag of wood chips to go along with it. Would make a great Father's Day gift. They're asking $100 firm on that. Half price for a new one. If you're interested in either one of those items, 697-6731, 697-6731, the number to call for that. That's what's in the mailbag for this week. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, it is very, very simple. You can stop by 1690 2nd Avenue South in Rapids. We're on the roundabout. You cannot miss us. Right across from the Armory, Kitty Corner, from the DMV. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in and say hi to Pam. Say hi to anyone else who's around. Take a tour. Drop off your items. We love, if you come in to see us, we'd love to see people around here. If you're not able to do that, you can always email otbf at wfhr.com. Send them right to me, Seth at civicmedia.us. I'll take them as well. Make sure you limit it to 3 items. Put a good description in the email. That's very helpful. And of course, that contact number is very important. Make sure that is correct and in the email so we can get you connected with people who want to buy your item. All right, before we get into our news and notes and our calendar events, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale a Rival crock pot. It's a large size for $10. A single burner electric range for $15. the nose still in the box, and a pair of thoroughgood leather work shoes, never worn, for $20. Phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yep, have a great weekend. Got a crock pot, got a single burner range, and some leather work shoes. 991-0242. Let's get that right. 991-0242, the number to call if you're interested in that. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. Hope to hear from you soon, very, very soon. While I'm waiting for that, let's go ahead and get into some of these events that are coming up. Let's start out with what's happening this very weekend. Let's start out with what's happening right now. A lot of stuff going on right now. Our very good friends over at the VFW and the VVA are having another Brat Fry today. It's going on as we speak until 2 o'clock. It's at the West Grand Avenue Quality Foods IGA. Happening today, great way to support our veterans, great way to say thank you, and a great way to enjoy a brat in summer in Wisconsin. Does it get any better than that? I ask you. All right. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have an assortment of ladies' size 14 jeans. There's probably about five pair, and I also have some tops with it. And a lot of them are name brand jeans in very good condition. And I just want $30 for them all. And they can phone 715-886-4677 and call after 1 p.m. And if no answer, leave a message.
All right, 886-4677.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I got some a bunch of ladies' clothes, jeans, and some tops to go with it. If you're interested in that, 886-4677, 886-4677, the number to call for that. Something else that's going on today, some more, this is by our good friends over in Plover. The Knights of Columbus are teaming up with the Never Forgotten Honor Flight to have a brat burger hot dog cookout for this worthy cause. That's happening as we speak. It just started up at 11 today. It's going till 2 at the Metro Market in Plover at 8050 Plover Road. If we need to know where the Metro Market is there, that's going till 2 today. The Never Forgotten Honor Flight organization was formed on Veterans Day in 2009 to serve veterans in central and northern Wisconsin. A little history here for you. Their mission is simple: to celebrate America's veterans by inviting them to share a day of respect, gratitude, and honor at our nation's memorials in Washington, D.C. It costs about $500 per veteran, and their goal is to send 10. The waiting list is almost 800 vets. 800. This is a great way to support them. So that's happening today in Plover at the Metro Market, until 2 o'clock. You can have a brat, a burger, hot dog, a great cause. The Never Forgotten Honor Flight, if you've ever spoken to a veteran about that, they can tell you how meaningful that is. And we want to send as many as we can to that event. Our good friends in Nacoosa at the Historic Point Boss have their Pioneer Festival going on this weekend. It's going on right now and today, and it's going until about 5 o'clock. Tomorrow will be from 10 to 4. It's celebrating the 160th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So you have just a few minutes. The first one happening today will be at 11:30. That's okay. If you miss it, there's also one at 2 o'clock today, and there'll be one at 11:30 and 2 tomorrow as well. You get to hear Lincoln's press conference and hear him, an actor, recite the Gettysburg Address. There'll be low tea on both days at 1 p.m. There'll be hawk throwing, that's tomahawk throwing, at 11:30 and 2:30 on both days. So that's coming up here in just a little bit as well. Come and enjoy the special occasion. Food and beverages are available as well. Adults, $5 to enter. Students are only $2. Great way to learn about history and a pretty historic moment in American history, the reciting of the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. Very, very cool. Well, today is the last day of the Brittany Sailor Memorial Musical Festival, Bluegrass at the Lake. They've had a couple of days already. Today, they're going to wrap up the series. They've got a lot of great bands coming in today. It's at the Red Sand Beach in Lake Wasecha. That's at 6411 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids, if you need to know. K Kids under 18 years of age are free with a paying adult. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets. No carry-ons, please. No carry-ins, I should say. No carry-ins, please. They do ask you that because beer, wine, soda, water, and food will be provided by the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club. Very cool. So tonight, starting at 2, I should say this afternoon, starting at 2, going until midnight, they've got 5 bands that will be playing. We got Biscuit Creek, Handpicked Bluegrass, Red Bend and the Missing Miles. Great tune, a great name for a band. Ryan Thompson and Townline and Dig Deep. All great groups that will be playing today at Bluegrass of the Lake. That is at Red Sand Beach and Lake Wazicha, starting today at 2 o'clock and going until the wee hours of Sunday morning. Don't miss it. Great event. And it's just another place where you can get lots of great live music here in Wisconsin Rapids and throughout central Wisconsin, I should say. Going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the coming week here. We've got several things to go over. In fact, I think I will go ahead and take a break before we get into this. We're going to talk about everything happening starting this week. And lots of really cool stuff, of course. Cranberry Blossom Festival is coming up this coming weekend as well. And can't wait to see that talk about all the fun stuff happening for that as well. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, more of your phone calls, 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Going to Kansas City, here I come. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. It is Saturday, June 10th. It's about 11:32 on the clock. Thanks for joining me, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves here with stuff if you're looking to buy or sell or whatever you want to talk about. That's what the show is all about. Let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
I don't want to be on the radio, but I'm looking for somebody that can program a police scanner. Anybody.
Okay.
And they can call 423-8791.
423-8791.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you much.
Yep. Looking for someone to help with programming a police scanner. There you go. 423-8791 with Alel. If you're able to do that, then you can give him a hand. That'd be wonderful. 424-2600 is the number to call, and we're going to get back into our calendar events, news and notes happening this coming week in Wisconsin Rapids and throughout central Wisconsin, our listening area. Just a reminder that the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will be offering free meals for all children 18 years of age and under throughout the summer. So here's the nuts and bolts of what's happening. Starting tomorrow, breakfast will be served at Lincoln High School from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. That will be taking place through July 20th. Starting tomorrow, going through July 20th, Lincoln High School, there will be some breaks for July 3rd and 4th, but you can get your breakfast there. Also, between the 12th and July 28th, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School will be providing breakfast for people. Lunches will also be served throughout the summer. There'll be one station at Mead Park near the Splash Pad. That's on 14th Avenue South between Chase and Alton Street. Starting tomorrow, going through August 18th with a week off for the July 4th holiday, 11:30 to 12:30. And at Witter Park, the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, they'll be serving lunches June 12th through August 18th from 11:30 to 12:30. That's at 681 Chestnut Street in Rapids. Please note that all meals must be consumed on site and cannot be taken as to-go meals. So keep that in mind. You do have to eat the meals there if you want to participate, but that is going to be offered throughout the summer, and we are very excited and very happy that our school district can offer that for all children under the age of 18 for this summer. Very, very cool. Friends over at the Lowell Center have a lot of stuff coming up this week. They always have tons of interesting activities. Highlight a couple of them. At 9:30 on Tuesday, they've got coffee with the mayor. Mayor Blazer will be meeting with folks who want to chat with him. At 10 and 11, there'll be an aerobic swim, 10 and 11 on Tuesday. So keep an eye out for that. Also on Thursday from 10 and 11, more aerobic swimming going on. And then at 1:30 on Thursday, cash bingo. Bingo. Lots of great stuff going on at the Lowell Center, 220 3rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. That's in the Centralia Center. If you have any questions, call them up at 715-421-1051, 421-1051. The American Red Cross has reminded us that June 14th is World Blood Donor Day, and we have a couple of opportunities this coming week for you to give blood, not only through, mostly through the Red Cross. We've got other ones coming up in the month of June as well, through the rest of the month of June. But on June 14th, if you can do it, you can head over to the Stevens Point Blood Center. And at any time, most of the weeks, they're open most days. But we also have some special ones coming up here in Rapids on Monday, the 12th, at Lincoln High School, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. 1801 16th Street South is the address. Go check that out on Monday, the 12th. And then on Friday, then on Friday at the Southwood County YMCA, 601 West Grand Avenue. That's from 10 to 3. Got a couple more coming up here over the next couple of weeks. We've got one at the McMillan Library coming up on the 23rd. We've also got some coming up, one on the 19th in Amherst, and then at the end of the month in Plover. So we'll keep you abreast of all those opportunities to donate blood, plus some other ones coming up as well. We'll get to those as we move along a little further on our calendar of events here. It's week two coming up for the summer camps at the Southwood County YMCA. This week, the theme is Creepy Crawly Critters. Calling all creepy crawlers, come learn and discover all about creepy crawly bugs this summer. Do you love the shine of a beetle shell? How about spider webs? We'll search for bugs, worms, and various critters and learn more about these amazing creepy crawlers. That's all this coming week at the Southwood County YMCA. If you're interested, go ahead and check out their website, swcymca.org, or call 715-818-9622 for more information. Let's get to some specific events that are coming up. On Tuesday, there's going to be a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Mary's Place, the new nonprofit, the new charity in town that has renovated an old building and made it a place for short-term housing for adult men and women with no or low income. The building is three levels with 10 shared apartment units, a shared laundry room and common area space, and office space for the on-site house manager. The lower level has one ADA accessible unit, case management, mentoring and life coaching, and job service referral. Financial guidance and community referrals will be provided to program participants. Individuals wishing to participate in Mary's Place programming pay a program fee of $80 a week. Transitional housing is intended to be a stepping stone for individuals to build their finances and access programs to support their next move to permanent long-term housing, the definition of a hand up. To celebrate that, coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at noon, at Mary's Place at 528th Avenue South, there's going to be a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Guests are invited to enjoy refreshments and tour the building after the ceremony. This, of course, is in partnership with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Also, a reminder, volunteers are needed. www.marysplacecw.org. Go to the website and find out how you can become a volunteer. Of course, they're always in need of volunteers. Well, the great book giveaway has been went along all this week, smashing success as it always is. We got one more opportunity, though, coming up. We've got coming up on Tuesday, June 13th, at the Lester Public Library of Vesper. 12:30 will be the final great book giveaway. Don't forget, it's a free event. Kids get free books. Volunteers read to kids. Child care centers, of course, are welcome. Get all the kids together and go ahead and share a fun time of not only getting books, but listening to stories as well. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties put this together. If you want to talk about next year, if you have any questions about that, of course, you can go to their great website, uswswac.org. You can call 211 or call their regular phone number, 421-0390. And they will tell you all about the great book giveaway for this year and for coming years, of course, and how we can donate books. That'll be coming around next spring. But just keep that in mind and all the great stuff that the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties does. Coming up on Tuesday, our very good friend, Hannah Wendels, will be offering a FoodWise class. And it's from 3 to 4 at Focus, our good friends at Focus, teaming up with Extension Wood County. At 2321 West Grand Avenue. The topic on this coming Tuesday is what's in your drink? Using fruits, veggies, and herbs to add flavor. Ooh, that sounds very, very cool. We've got more coming up, too. Some financial information. Our good friend Jackie Carantini on the 20th will be talking about advanced directives, healthcare stuff. We've also got some stuff coming up in July. We're just going to tease that a little bit. We've got Chanel Weir talking about propagation of herbs. Hannah will have another class talking about smart shopping for fruits and vegetables, farmers market season. Ooh, ties in with our farmers market. Stay tuned. And then Jackie will be offering a financial services inventory. What is it and how to complete one? That's very cool. If you're interested in any one of these classes, RSVP by calling 715-421-8437 or go online to bit.ly/focus2023. And you can get signed up either of those ways. Very, very cool. Coming later this week, our good friends at the Rome, Visit Rome, has let it be known that the first Gather by the Gazebo is taking place on Tuesday. Yes, it's back once again at the Rome Town Center Gazebo, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Presented by Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, bring your lawn chair or blanket and enjoy a Gather by the Gazebo for music in the park at the Rome Town Center. Food will be available for purchase from Chatterbox Catering Entertainment, one of the best local ones. Duology will be performing. Very, very cool. And, of course, there's a lot of sponsors with that. But go there and find out who they are, because this is great. We love our music gatherings throughout the summer. This is the first one happening in Rome. Again, that's Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30. Gather by the Gazebo, number one of the year. Let's go ahead and stay in Rome for the moment and talk about the Wednesday Shermalot Water Ski Show happening from 6 to 7 p.m. Come to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Shermalot Ski Team performance at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. Food served by Rocky Rococo. So keep that in mind if you're going to be in the Rome area or if you live in Rome, in the Rome area, coming up, lots of fun stuff. Also coming up on this Wednesday, our next Heroes Cafe at the Elks Lodge. 7:30 start time for that. Free refreshments for veterans, police, firefighters, EMS. Go check it out. It's always a very fun time. Great way to honor our veterans and other services in the area. So stay tuned for that, everyone. A couple of other items happening on Wednesday coming up. Want to let everyone know about the Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper. It's the second Wednesday of every month through October, and this is to benefit the Junction City Parochial School. It's 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Junction City Community Park on Case Avenue. Look for some raffle drawings while you are there. If you have any more, if you would like some more information, please contact Norman at 540-8186, 540-8186 for more information about the cool. It's a very cool Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper coming up on Wednesday. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning. I've got four life jackets for sale.
Okay.
Two Let me see, large, no, extra large adult male, one large adult female, and then I have a camouflage one that I believe is a large, more for hunting.
Okay.
And then if I could, I got two brand new kayak paddles, and I would take $10 each for the life jackets and probably the same for the kayak paddles.
All right, and what's your phone number?
715-423-3775.
423-3775.
That is correct.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Got some life jackets for sale. Got some kayak paddles for sale. If you're interested in those, 423-3775. 423-3775. Wednesday in Wisconsin Rapids means one thing that we're all very aware of, especially for all you bingo lovers out there. The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, will be opening their doors at 5. The bingo will start at 6:30 on Wednesday. And don't forget, we've also got Two Hearts Catering there as well. They will be serving food, our good friends at Two Hearts Catering. Shout out to them. But of course, it's the bingo, supporting the Elks, it's having a good time. What more could you want? Well, now we're getting into the good stuff. Now we're getting into the good stuff coming up, starting on Thursday. Of course, lots of stuff happening. And let's go ahead. Actually, you know what? Before I get into that, before we get into the cherry blossom stuff, let's go ahead and take a break right now. We're going to take a quick break, come back for some stuff about the Cranberry Blossom Festival coming up as we wrap up the show after this one final break here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today on this Saturday, June 10th. It's been a nice day. Thanks for all the phone calls, everybody. Keep them coming. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves here as we're getting ready to wrap up the show in the next 10 minutes or so. Just a reminder, coming up after this show, we've got the Cripes Cast, Charlie Barron's show from 12 to 1, and then Under the Helmet from 1 to 2. That's coming up after Over the Back Fence on WFHR. All right, we're going to get into what's coming up next weekend with the Cranberry Blossom Festival. But before we do that, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. We're doing a rummage sale at 2140 Irving Street in Wisconsin Rapids until 5 today. And probably tomorrow, 11 to 5.
Okay. All right, so we got a sale going up at, let's see, if I can read my own writing, 2140
no. Yep.
Irving till 5 o'clock today, and then 11 yep. to 5 tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, sounds
okay.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Hope the weather is okay. Holding out for everybody out there. Do have a sale today. Want to let everyone know about 2140 Irving in Wisconsin Rapids till 5 o'clock tonight, and then 11 to 5 tomorrow as well. All right, let's go ahead and get into some stuff. Not only does the Cranberry Blossom Festival open coming up this Thursday, so does the first farmer's market of the season. It's back, everyone. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. It goes from 8 to 2 every Thursday and Saturday, starting this Thursday the 15th. It's on First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. Got some family activities starting up on Thursday. iHeart Art Studios will be having sidewalk chalk art from 10 to 2. And KC Twist Balloon Creations will be at the Farmer's Market from 9 to 1 this coming Thursday. So be on the lookout for that as well. And then every Thursday and Saturday through October, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmer's Market is back for another season. Can't wait. Summer is now officially here, in my opinion. All right, so time to talk about the big one here. Cranberry Blossom Festival coming up this week. I have in my hand a brochure that shows a map where everything's going on. It's got the list of activities happening throughout Wisconsin Rapids. If you would like one of these brochures, you can come in to our offices at our station here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We have them here to give away. come on in during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, and we can give you one of those. We can give you a rafter schedule as well. We have those. We'd like to get you up to date on all the stuff going on in Wisconsin Rapids, especially this week. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the stuff going on. We, of course, have the Dairy Berry Breakfast at Lincoln High School coming up. And I believe that one, let's see. Okay, I don't have the day that one is. Oh, my gosh, I didn't have it on my information. That's coming up, though. The Dairy Berry Breakfast. There'll be the Arts, Crafts, and Cranberries Fair. Cinema Under the Stars as well. Of course, Lunch by the River on Thursday. That has returned as well. I'd like to talk about a little bit about Lunch by the River. Downtown on Tap will be coming up. The Material Girls Quilt Show will be coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well, if we have time. We've got the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department's fishing contest going on. The Duck Derby, of course. The parade will be on Sunday. Celebrate Red Art Exhibit with Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. And, of course, the carnival will be going on as well. And the Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show, I mean, that the Red Sands Beach at Lake Wasicha, I'm telling you, jam-packed full. Cranberry Blossom Festival is going to be lots of fun this year, of course. This is by Visit Wisconsin Rapids, the Convention and Visitors Bureau in town. They do a great job of putting this on every year. And we cannot wait to be a part of it. The 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th. Whew. So as a part of that, we have to remember that at the Rafters game on Thursday the 15th, it's the United We Can event. People are going to, we got all the teams set, all ready to go. They're going to make their sculptures at Witter Field before the game. And of course, after that is done, they'll be donating all of that candles, canned goods to local food programs. So they've, since they started this in 2013, they have donated a total of 64,000 pounds. 64,000 pounds of food, my goodness. So go check it out. Not only do you get a Rafters game, but you also get to check out the really cool sculptures. It's going to be fun. They're playing Kalamazoo that day in Witter Field, so go ahead and check it out. All right. As part of Cranberry Blossom Festival, we have the Material Girls Quilt Club Quilt Show on Friday and Saturday. From 9 to 4 on each day, that's going to be at Assumption High School, 445 Chestnut Street. Admission is only $3. 15 and under are free. Come enjoy the beautiful quilts, of course. You can vote for viewer's choice. There'll be a quilt raffle. There'll be basket raffles. There'll be a special display, New York Beauty and Barn Quilts. That sounds cool. There's going to be something old, something new shop. Check out the quilted car. I love the quilted car. It's so awesome. And also very cool on Saturday, the Quilt of Valor presentation at 11 a.m. as well. Don't miss that. But this is always a fun event, so check it out as part of Cranberry Blossom Festival. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for our news and notes, calendar events here. We got a few minutes left in the show, and I'm going to use that to talk about our good sponsors here at Over the Back Fence, Jeff Clark and Associates, 3340 8th Street South. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check out their website, jca-insurance.com, or give them a call, 424-4101, 424-4101. They're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's the best time to call them. If you have questions about Medicare, health insurance, life insurance, any of those items, they can give you a hand. No cost consultation. We do appreciate our good friends over at Jeff Clark and Associates for sponsoring this show. Big shout out to them. Thanks so much for that. All right. Reminder, tonight, Rafters taking on Wausau. The bitter rivalry continues, and they're going for their sixth straight win. These are the Rafters that we know and love. So exciting and glad they've turned it around. Tonight, of course, weather permitting. Hopefully we won't have too much bad weather today. Pregame here on WFHR starts at 6:20. First pitch at 6:35. Check out Joey. If you can't get to the game, turn it on to WFHR. Stream it on the Civic Media app. We just did a refresh on that, and it looks fabulous. If you have not had a chance to look at the new Civic Media app, go in there. Download it, click WFHR as your favorite station, and as soon as you open the app, that is what will come up, because Why would you need anything else? Okay. You can put a WIRI in there too if you want. You can do that, all right. All right. We'll allow that. But only those two. Check it out, though. It's a very good app. It's clean, easy to use, and it's great streaming, all the great stuff that we have here on WFHR and on WIRI. So check that out. If you're not near your radio, please stream it. You can also go to WFHR.com and stream it on your computer. The next game will be on Sunday, of course. We're going to have a late afternoon start to the game. Pre-game at 3:50. First pitch at 4:05. Hosting Wausau once again. Let's keep the momentum going. Of course, because of that, that means that it will be preempting Seth Faces the Music for this week again. And just a reminder, next week is the same thing. They have another Sunday game that starts at 4:05 and preempting Seth Faces the Music. So what should I call fans of that show? Do I even have any fans? I don't know. Seth heads? No, that sounds too weird. No, don't call yourselves that. But soon, very soon, we'll be doing more shows of that. Plus, new shows of Director's Cut coming up. We're going to be talking with WRCT. We're going to be talking with some local authors, some other things going on. We got a lot of stuff lined up. Hopefully, everything can come together for Director's Cut. That'll be from 8 to 9. We've got a replay doing it this weekend with the Lizards. So check that out from 8 to 9 on Sunday. Once again, I want to thank everyone for listening today. Thank everyone for calling. I'm going to be off next week. James will be your man in town for Over the Back Fence. Just want to give you warning. So make it busy. Get him busy. Call up next week, 424-2600. You should have it on speed dial by now, right? No, keep James busy next Saturday, and I'll see you the Saturday after that. Everyone have a great week, rest of the weekend. And, of course, thanks, everyone, once again, for listening to WFHR. We are locally grown radio, and we are done for the day. We'll see you next time.